You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
We spoke last time that the 12 Chadoshim HaMechuvim Keneged, the 12 Shiftei Kah, if you say that of the Shiftei Kah in the Seder of the Dgolim. And based on that Seder, Chodesh Kislev is Mechuvin Keneged Shevet Binyamin. So we'll try to understand what Shevet Binyamin represents. We'll try to understand what that has to do with Chodesh Kislev and what that has to do with Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us in Masechtas Soter Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph that when Klal Yisrael came to the Yom, the Shvatim wanted to have who should go in first to the Yom. Each one wanted to go first, but who went into the Yom first? Kofat Shiftei Shel Binyamin V'yarad L'Yom Tchila. Shevet Binyamin went into the Yom first. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samaches, as a Mekor. And the Gemara says, Sari Yehuda didn't let them, which is not for now to understand why Sari Yehuda didn't let them. It has nothing to do with Gaiva, me first, you first. It has to do with Dover Pnimi. But just one more Shuri Gemara. Fikach Zacha Binyamin HaTzadik V'nase Ushpezichin L'Gvura. Therefore Binyamin HaTzadik became an Ushpezichin. He became a hotel, a place that the Shechina could find rest. Shenema Uben Ksef of Shachin. Rashi says Ushpezichin L'Gvura. In this Gemara, we understand this happened before the Beis HaMikdash was built, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash was built Bechelkai. But the Lashon Ushbezichen, which is usually a Lashon used on something that's not a Kvius, it's usually used on something that's Arai, is not understandable. We have another Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, in Masechtas Zvachim, that part of the Beis HaMikdash was not in Binyamin's chelek, and Binyamin wanted to take that also, and Kol Yom of Binyamin was mitzta'er on it, and lefikach nase ushbezichen l'shchina. The same exact lashon, the same exact piroyin of schar, but for a different reason. The Mashal tells us what lies in Shiftei Shel Binyamin that they went liyom tchila. What were they zeicha because they went to Shiftei Shel Yom Tchila? What is the midah keneged midah? Those who learned today's daf in Yoseita know that everything goes midah be midah, sayin loitev, sayin teiv. So for what reason did they get the schar of Shpizichin l'shchina? And it says in Mashah that the inyan of Shiftei Binyamin going into the Yom first is the inyan of a nerdik midah of bitochin. To walk into a Yom when the Yom didn't split yet, and to be able to go into the Yom, that's Midas HaBitochin. So we learn from this Mashah and Pshat in the Gemara that we find it that Binyamin had a Midah of Bitochin by going into the Yom first. And for that he was Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash, which we have to know what is the connection between having Midas HaBitochin and being Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash. The Goyin in Aderes Eliyahu asks a very obvious question. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, as we said before, Binyamin saw that all the Beis HaMikdash is in his Rishus, except for part of the Mizbeach and so forth, and he was Mitztar, Lefikach Nasa Ushpezichen L'Shchina. As the Goyin, he had it already. He had the Shechina already because the Kodesh HaKadosh was already Bechelkai. He was mitztar that he should get more. So what does it mean? Zog der heilige Goyen in Adres El Yoa Chiddish Nifla. Der Ishbezichen Lishchina doesn't mean the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, not like Rashi. It means Neuve Givoyen. Which Neuve Givoyen is Ishbezichen. It's not a Mokim Kvua, it's an Aradike place. And if the Goyen learns like that, the Gemara in Yuma, it's Mistaber that the Goyen learns like that, the Gemara in Saito also. Because the same Lashon says in the Gemara Ushpizichen, the same exact Lashon. And if the Goyen is bothered by the Lashon Ushpizichen, that it can't mean the Beis HaMikdash. And if it doesn't mean Beis HaMikdash over there, it doesn't mean Beis HaMikdash over here. And it means over here also Neuve Givoyen. So instead of looking at the Beis HaMikdash according to Rashi's Pshat, we have to realize that the Ushpizichen, the Shechina, goes on Neuve Givoyen. So we have to know what is the connection between Binyamin, Daika, his midas habitachain, and be able to get Neuve Givoyen. What is the kavana of that? That the inyan of Binyamin is bitachain is zama a klara pasik yishkan levetach. It says clear by Binyamin the inyan of betach of bitachain. The etzem hashah is beetzem merum is clear in pasik. To understand what bitachain has to do with Ushbezichen Lashchina, we will see another Nakuda in Binyamin. Binyamin, it says, Binyamin Zev Yitrof. Chazal tell us, Ma Zev Teiref Melefonov Ula Achrof. So too, Binyamin is Teiref Melefonov Ula Achrof. As I state in Sifri on Zev Yitrof. Says the Imre Emes, what does it mean, Teiref Melefonov Ula Achrof? Shabbos is Kodesh. There's an inyan to be Mekadesh Shabbos and be Moisef on Shabbos Melefonov Umelachrov. Thus is Binyamin. Zev Yitrov, he's Teref Melefonov Umelachrov. Erev Shabbos and Achrov and after Shabbos. The Koyach of Ispashtus HaKedusha Melefonov and Achrov. We have to know what this has to do with Binyamin. Why is Binyamin the koyach of Tosfos Shabbos? What does that have to do, daika, that Binyamin is Zev Yitrov, that is Teref Melefonov and Melachrov, Tosfos Shabbos? A third nekuda we find in Binyamin. A svasemes in Parshas Vayishlach Adova Pela Admiyot. Before Binyamin was born, Yankiv Avinu had a nevuah, Goyu Kahal Goyim, shteit in Heiliges svasemes, that Milo from Avram Avinu was only for Avram, his Yotzei Chalotzov, and Miknes Kaspoy. When did it become the Mitzius that you could be Mal a Goy and be Megayer a Goy? Who shaft that Koyach? Shteit Nisasemes, one time Adova Pela Admiyoid, Dos is Binyamin. The Seif of the Shvatim, the last of the Shvatim, gave the koyach of ispashtus of the kedusha of the shiftei ka out of the shiftei ka to be able to bring from goyim kahal goyim to be able to have mila from a goy and to make him to a yid. And as the sasama says, mazber Yosef is mila, Binyamin is mila. Yosef is tzaddik, Binyamin is tzaddik. But the koyach of Binyamin is the mila of a ger. Yosef and Yankiv is the meal of a yid, and the meal of a ger is Binyamin. Also, Adava Pella Admiyot, the Nekuda of Binyamin, a gerus. So we have three Nekudas that we found by Binyamin. We found by Binyamin the Ishbezichen Lishchina, the going to Yam Ishbezichen Lishchina, the Nekuda of Tosef Shabbos, the Nekuda of gerus. So we'll go one more step and see the miyuchid, what Binyamin was from all the shiftei ka. Two dvarim niflaim Chazal and Rishonim tell us. One thing Chazal tell us, that Yosef HaTzadik blocked Rachel from Yosef HaRasha in order that Rachel shouldn't have to be mishtacheve to Esav, because she was muberes with Binyamin. So Binyamin shouldn't be mishtachve to Esav. Another davar nifla Chazal tell us that when Lavan came into Oyel Rachel and Rachel didn't get up, was not for all the reasons that we know, was that she was muberes with Binyamin and she didn't want Binyamin to get up for Lavan. Another pella. What is this inyan of not being mishtachve to Esav? What is this inyan of not being getting up for Lavan, a special protection in Binyamin? And as we find in Rishonim, that for that reason the Beis HaMikdash was Bani Bechelkai. What is the connection between all of this? So let's go back to the beginning that we spoke, that in Binyamin's Koyach is Bitochin. What means Bitochin? What means Bitochin? If one understands Bitochin right, one understands that the Koyach of Bitochin is elevating yourself above the world. A world of Teva is the opposite of Bitochin. The world of Teva is a world that has a world of Ishtadlus, Koychi Voitzim Yodi. That's the world of Teva. The world of Bitochin, in the Dargus of Bitochin, that a person could elevate himself to the Spitz of Bitochin, is that Teva doesn't exist. That I don't live on Teva, I live with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the Yisoid of Bitochin is his Chabrus completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Bas Ayin, points out Adova Pela Admiyot, there are three letters in the Aleph Beis that have a connection. All three have the same milui. A beis is beis yutov, a tes is tes yutov, a ches is ches yutov. All three are the three oisies of the Shoresh of Bitochin, Betach. Zok the Bas Ayin, because Tov Yud is Kodesh. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos. And through Bitochin, a Yid is Medabek himself to the Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzivakos. Azo shteit in Bas Ayin. Adover Nifla. But we can take the Bas Ayin a step further. Something that's a Mistoma already printed someplace. But Adova Nifla, the Malden is the first one who says so clearly. Talmidei HaGoyin use it a lot. We know there's Sheva Koich Ve'Leches, Shatzam Chankal, the seven Koich Ve'Leches. The seven Koich Ve'Leches are the symbol of Teva. The symbol of Teva are the Sheva Koich Ve'Leches. If you'll add up the Sheva Koich Ve'Leches, the Sheva Koich Ve'Leches is up to 1249. Exactly Bitochin, Betach, Beis, Tes, Ches, is up to 1249. Because the Koyach of Shivroin of Teva, to be Mizgaber against the whole Koyach and the whole Maroch of Teva, is the Koyach of Bitochin. The more Bitochin a person has, the more he elevates himself. And as Svarim teach us that the Shoresh of Bitochin might even be a tes and a ches, which means to be mechaber yourself, toch, he's mechaber himself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that is the koyach of Bitochin. Once we realize that, we will go to a step further and do a nekuda, which I didn't want to say myself, and I asked two big people today to ask them if it's true, and I got an askama of Amatana that when a person elevates himself above Teva, then there is no Gvulim of Teva anymore. So Gvulim of Zman, Mokoim, and Nefesh become bottle. Because Teva is what gives Gvulim. Every Gvul that there is comes from Teva. That there is a Gvul that what's here can't be here, and what's now can't be there, and what's here, what's in my Nefesh can't be Nispashet. That's all Gvulim of Teva. The minute a person elevates himself to a darga of above Teva, then his dispashtus is also without any gvulim. So the first nekuda that we will say is that Shabbos Kodesh is nachla b'li mitzarem. Shabbos Kodesh is the koyach of a nachla of b'li mitzarem. Where does that come from? the koyach of Shabbos being a nachla b'limitzarim. Talmidei Rebbe of Lublin open up our eyes to teach us that just like Shemitah is bitachain, which says nobody has a problem understanding, every single Shabbos is ki'ilu kol malachtucha asuya, is a b'china of Shemitah, and the avodah of Shabbos Kodesh is an avodah of bitachain. Thus is the avodah of Shabbos. The avodah of Shabbos is ki'ilu kol malachtucha asuya, which means forgetting about olam ha'maaseh, elevating yourself above olam ha'maaseh, becoming a completely elevated into a different world. Matana toive yeshli v'beit ginozai v'shabbos shema. Going into the world of Shabbos, into a different world, into a world that's separated from olam hazeh, a world which has no connection with olam hazeh. Avada, if we take the 17, 18 magazines that are printed l'kavod Shabbos, and with that which we use the 18 hours of Shabbos to read, we don't go into that world of beit ginozai on Shabbos. We stay on this world on Shabbos, and we can't say kol malachtucha asuya when you read all these things on Shabbos. But be'etem, the kedusha of Shabbos is all the way above, completely above. That's the kedusha of Shabbos, to elevate yourself into a different world. The minute a person realizes that Shabbos is bitachain, then Shabbos is nachla b'li mitzarim. Those are the koyach of Shabbos without gevulim, because gevulim in zman come from teva. If Shabbos is l'mayla min ha-teva, which doesn't need proof that Shabbos is l'mayla min ha-teva, but mitzad avoydes ha-odom of bitochayim, he zoicha to a Shabbos of nachla b'li mitzarim. If we understand that Binyamin is the mekor of bitochayim, then the koyach of making Shabbos a nachla b'li mitzarim is being dispashtus of Shabbos into Friday and Sunday. That's the shoyrish of nachla b'li mitzarim, that's not mugable to the seventh day. It could go into the sixth day, into the first day of the next week. Thus is the taich that Binyamin is zev yitrov, his toyrif melefonov umelachrov. Because if Binyamin is the koyach of bitochen of klal Yisrael, then he has that koyach to be mispashet into the melefonov umelachrov. We'll stop for a maimer amuzgar. In Abchaim Vital, in Spirish Antillim, Eitz Hadas Tov, which is printed together with the Pirish of Sfasemes Antillim, it says in the capital of Lule Hashem Shoye Elonu Bekum Eleinu Odom, something that everybody probably knows that it exists, that Rav Chaim Vital talks about our Golus. He talks about Golus Yishmael. And Rav Chaim Vital tells us that Golus Edom is going to end with a Chibur to a Golus of Yishmael, even though Yishmael doesn't itself have a Ummah, that it should be able to be a separate Golus, but it's Nispach to the Golus of now. The Golus of now is Tehoim. Choshech al Pnei Tehoim. Tehoim is Edom. Tehoim is Begematria Yishmael, as everybody knows. So those are the Chibur of the two. Shteitin Ab Chaim Vital, what is the koyach to be misgaber on Yishmael? What is the koyach to be misgaber on Yishmael? Everybody doesn't get there because it's two pages. Until you get to the end, you don't chap what he says. He says, Lemaisa. He says, Oilam Amaisa, what the koyach is. Lo Lea Hashem Shoyel, Lo Nu Bikum Aleinu Adam. There's only one Eitzah, only the Eibishter. Only Bitochin Zakreb Chaim Vital. Keneged Golus Yishmael? Is the Eitzah is Bitochen. Shamati Mimor from the Rebbe the Pnei Menachem Schus Yadna Aleinu. And later I saw that it has a Makar already before. What is the Inyan of Tosfos Shabbos in Friday and Sunday? For what? You know why? Because the Umas Eilam took Friday and Sunday for themselves. Friday is the day that the Ishmaelim took. Sunday is the day that Edom took. And that's the Hoser Satan Milfaneinu Umeachreinu that we say in Ashkiveinu. That's the Milfaneinu Umeachreinu is the Edom and Yishmael. And they surround the Shabbos to be yonik from the Shabbos. So what's our koyach kegen them? Tosfos Shabbos. And it's a very good time to talk about it when it's the first short Friday after you change the clock. When Tosfos Shabbos Friday becomes a Nisayan, Soll man gedenken, der Teusis Shabbos Friday is what brings down Yishmael. Friday, the day of Yishmael, the way to bring him down is doch Mamshich sein Kedusha Shabbos into Friday. Das ist der Koyach. And that's the Koyach of Bitochein. The Koyach of Bitochein of being mispashet Kedusha Shabbos into Yimei Achoel. And that's how you go over on Yishmael Daika, which the Bitochein of ending the workday on Friday is greater than not working Motzei Shabbos. And the Avodah of Bitochein practically in Erev Shabbos is a greater Avodah of Bitochein. And that's the Koyach of Tosfos Shabbos that goes into the Friday and takes away the klipa of Yishmael that doesn't want to let the Friday go. That's the Koyach of Bitochein. Nachzer l'inyoneinu. Nachzer l'inyoneinu, so we understand that the Nachla b'limitzarim of Shabbos Kodesh, the Nachla b'limitzarim of Shabbos Kodesh, is the Nachla that comes because of the Koyach of Bitochein. And that's the Koyach of Binyamin to be Mepashet, the Shabbos in Teisei Shabbos. Let's go further. Let's go back to the Heilige Goyin and understand the Kedusha in Zman, in Mokoyim. In Mokoyim, the Goyin tells us that he was Zoycha to Shpizichen Legvura, not like Rashi, that he was Zoycha to bring Kedusha even into Neuve Givayin. What is the Kedusha in Neuve Givayin? The Kedusha in Neuve Givayin is Ispastis HaKedusha Shaloi Bimkoymai. Shaloi Bimkoymai. Bimkoymai is Menucha, Nachla, Shiloi. And thus, where does it come to Neuve Givayin? Neuve Givayin comes from Ispastis HaKedusha Shaloi Bimkoymai. Where does that come? From Yorad Liyom Tchela. He went into Yom Tchela and he had Bitochin, like the Mashal says. Lefikach Zocha Venasha Ispizichin. He was Zocha to bring a Spastus of Kedusha, not in the Kvuadik place of Shechina. Even where the Kvuadik place of Shechina is not there, he brought Kedusha there. And the third Nakuda, the Svasemes, is very understandable that the Nakuda of bringing Gerim to Klal Yisrael, which is the koyach of bringing the Netzotei HaKedusha. As we know, the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim, Le'galu Yisrael al b'shvil she'yitoysu aleim geirim, which means to pick up all the Netzotei HaKedusha that belong to Klal Yisrael and bring them all back to Klal Yisrael. Who is that koyach that could go out into the Golus, into the places where the Klipa is, and bring back the Kedusha? Thus is Binyamin. All because of the Koyach HaKedusha of Ispashtus that comes from Koyach HaBitochen. So let's go back to Chodesh Kislev. Let's go back to Chodesh Kislev and see that the Heilige Zer HaKedush writes in a small piece, what is Kislev? In Pasuk Shteit Hashem Yeah BeKislecha. Zog the Zer HaKedush Kislev is from Lashem Bitochen. How neuridik it is, that Kislev and Binyamin go together. But it's not enough to stop over there. What is Chanukah? What is Chanukah? Chanukah, according to what we understand from a Sasemis alone, is Chanukah the most paladik yontif. There's no Besamigdash, we're in Golos. And a Yid is mamshich into his bayis, kedushas hamigdash, kedushas hamenorah, shel chok hayemes li'olam, his pashtus hakedusha of the Beis Hamikdash into Yiddish shtibim in galus, into the finster in galus, into choshech halayla, daika in the layla, daika in the esten. There's a koyach to bring in the oil from where? From the Beis Hamikdash. Where does that koyach of Ispashtus HaOir of the Migdash come from? How does it shaykh that Ispashtus HaOir of the Migdash should be in Ispashtus Shaloi Bim Kaimai and be Mamshechit? Das hat nur mit Binyamin. Das hat nur mit koyach HaBitochein. That's why the Nitzachin was Daika de Chashmenoim, because without being Marach and without going out of our Daladamis of what we're talking about, to know that it says in Mogen Avram, when he talks about Yoshev B'Seisr Motzei Shabbos, Shteit Ad HaShminoim, who are Minatzeach with Yoshev B'Seisr, which Yoshev B'Seisr is the Shir Shel Pegoim of Bitochein. That's why when you make Kaddish Amokim with Kedusha, you said Daika Shir Shal Begoyim Shir of Yosha B'Seisa, but that's where it says in Magen Avraham clearly that the Koyach of the Chashmenoam was Bitochain, as it says in Svarim HaGedoshim, that Koyin is Begamatri Bitochain, because the Spitz in Avoida as Hashem of not having anything else except the Eibishter's Avoida, it lies in their Avoida Bitochain. So that was the Nitzochain of Chashmenoam, was Daika Bitochain. They had koyach to go out themselves against everybody without being marach that the Nitzochain had to do with Bitochain. But the etzem mitzias of Ispashtus HaKedusha in the bottom of Kelal Yisrael has with Binyamin. So we understand a little bit the akesha of Binyamin with Kislev and the nekuda of Bitochain to Ravida. I want to go a step further and bring out that Spitz Bitochain licked in the Avodah of Ishtachvoya. First of all, we see that Avodah of Beis HaMikdash was Ishtachvoya. The Gemara says in Shavuos that if a person becomes Tomei in Beis HaMikdash, what's the Shir of Shia? Kedei Ishtachvoya. Svarim based on that, that Avodah of HaMikdash is Ishtachvoya. But I want to say over a word that we said last week Erev Shabbos. Apella de Kikasha. Avraham Avinu says for Yishmael and Eliezer, V'nishtachve v'nishuva aleichem. There's nowhere Yishtachvoya. It's a plia tzuma. He tells them V'nishtachve, and steht nicht that Avraham Avinu made Yishtachvoya anywhere. Can't any made. Obviously, Ashtikal Pella, as I'll sagen, V'nishtachve, that's what I'm going to do. Elam, I'm okay, my Migdish is borrowed and he made Yishtachvoya. Of it's interesting. In Shem Shmuel it says, what's Ishtachvoya? Pishut Yodayim V'raglayim. Ishtachvoya is Bittel Kleya Maise. The Heilige Goyin is Megalos. In Aderes Elio Pashas Bolok, a Moyadik Echidish. You'll ask every person, how many senses do you have? I'll answer 5. 4 in the head and 1 in the goof. Chushamishush. Shteitin Goyin, a person has 4 senses in the guf. What are the 4 senses in the guf? Mishush, Asiya, Shimush, Alicha. Rosh Tevis Maise. The Kliya Maise from a person has 4 Shimushim. Mishush, which is with the guf, Asiya, which is with the yad, Shimush, and Alicha with the regal. Stating Goyin that the spitz of Kliya Maisa is the regal. And if a person has the regal under him, then he's completely finished. So, Bekitzer, how the person mevatel himself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, what's the symbol of bittel of Kliya Maisa? Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim, from the Yad till the regal. From the Kliya Siyo till the Kliya Regal, which is the Alicha, which the Goyin says is the Gemara of the Asiyo, that's Pishut Yadayim V'Raglayim. Avraham Avinu said, V'nishtachve, Akedas Yad V'Regal, Izishtachvoyo. When he took Yitzchak and he made Okoid Yad V'Regal and tied down the Yad V'Regal, that's Nishtachve V'Neshuva Aleichem. Das is Ishtachvoyo, tying down the Yad V'Regal. Is the avoid of a yid in Bitochain is Ishtachvoya. Bittel for the Eibishter. We see that in a pasuk in the Torah, Bikurim, which the Tver Shloime is Marech in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tsavo, 2 pieces, that the avoid of Bikurim is Bitochain, Stapkus and Bitochain. What's Bikurim? What's the avoid of Bikurim? Ishtachvoya. That's Vishtachvisa, that's what Bikurim is. Vishtachvisa, the person does Ishtachvoya. Ishtachvoya is the spitz of Bitochen. Ramendl Shklova, a Talmud from the Heilige Goyin, brings in the name of the Goyin. A Pella that he's not marach in it and he doesn't explain it, halfway he explains it. He says that in Minameitzar, he starts off and he goes till number 9, but he tells us that the Goyin told him that there are 13 madregis in Bitochain, all of them say Min HaMeitzah. As I state in Kisvei HaGramam from Mendel Shklova, B'Shem Goyin. And he says 9, he makes 9 L'Shoines, V'Chulu. So, midaf mekabel sein. He brings it from the goyin. He brings it from the goyin. The 30 madregis in betochen. Alavai for us one. Aber we have 13 madregis in betochen. The yevonim are spitzkeli amaisa. Spitzkeli amaisa. Das is yevonim. What did the yevonim do? They were pirates 13 pirates in the Beis Hamikdash to be pirates every midah of betochen that there is. What were we misaking kegen them? Yud gimel ish tachvoyos. To be misaking 13 dagas of bitochen, 13 dagas of bittel to the Eivishter. Das is the kegen the Yevona. What's our mitzvah of Chanukah? Achetich le regel min ashuk. The Goyin says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Aleph in Shivisi, steht eine Däume, Hoysan ha, zeu madreges ha heulchem lefnei Hashem, it says in Ramah. Zog de goyin ha heulchem, ki de ksiv es olekim is haleich noyach. In goyin, in de goyin in Aderes Elio, says the same posuk, and says that means the shibud of alicha, the shibud of all kli amishush tereibishta, is when the regal is mishubit tereibishta. Das is at shetich le regal, the regal minashuk of Kliya Maise, of Oiloma Maise, of the shuk of Koichi Voitzim Yodi. The void of Chanukah is Achetichle regal, Daker regal, Bis the regal, that it should be the ganze Ishtachvoya. Just to end off, that it says in Basayin, that the reason why the Chanukah has to be Lemato Masor Tvachim, while the Chazal wanted that when we make Chanukah Lech, we should do it with Ishtach Voya. We should be bent down to the Chanukah Lech, not standing with a Koymes Kufa. Because the Avoid of Chanukah is Daiko, the Bittle of the Koymes Kufa. Daiko, the Nekuda of having Ishtach Voya and being in Gansen Bottle for the Eibishter. Because that's the Nekuda of Chodesh Kislev. The Nekuda of Chodesh Kislev and the Avoid of Chodesh Kislev is the Avoid of Bitochen. How noy it is now to go back. And if we want that the koyach of Binyamin should be Bishleimus, and we want that Binyamin's koyach habitochen should be Bishleimus, then we have to protect his koyach ishtachvoya. We can't have him be mishtachve le'esov. Because if the koyach ishtachvoya of Binyamin, which Binyamin represents the koyach of bitochen in Klal Yisrael, which comes together with being mishtachve for the Eivishter, we have to protect that Ishtachvoya. That Ishtachvoya shouldn't go away to any other place. It should be completely to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Thus, licked in them that Yosef protected Rachel, that she shouldn't have to be Mishtachva. And therefore, he was Zoicha to a Beis Hamikdash, where the Avoid of Beis Hamikdash is Daike Ishtachvoya, Daike to be Mishtachva to the Eibishter. Thus is the Nekudas Avoid of Chodesh Kislev, of Hashem Yeh B'Kislecha, to elevate our Avodas HaBitochen and Adova B'Itoi, if we're in the middle of a Kufa of fighting Yishmael, and we know that the Avoda to fight Yishmael is Daika through B'Tochen to the Eibishter, Manoa to use the Avoda of Chodesh Kislev and the Koyach that Binyamin was Meirish to Klal Yisrael, that we should be Zoicha to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which will be built B'Chelka Shel Binyamin.
TorahAnytime.com sends cameras out day and night to video and audio record the best Torah classes around. We then make them available to you for free. So what are you waiting for? Watch, listen to, and download lectures on TorahAnytime.com today.